Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Ron Gill with some cattle handling skills that you can pick up on in just a moment.
Did you know that when it comes to grocery shopping for beef, convenience continues to be the key? Through Chekhov-funded market research, we know millennials want cooking shortcuts that are efficient and practical. As a result, Your Beef Chekhov is reaching them through their mobile phones with ideas for creativity, efficiency, and savings. While you're managing your cattle operation, Your Beef Chekhov is helping millennials understand that beef is a smart food choice. Learn and share more at mybeefchekhov.com, paid for by your Chekhov dollar.
Wheat farmers, looking to bring an all-out blitz against rye and other tough weedy grasses? Then put Double Stop CL Plus on your team. OSU researchers team with BASF to develop this Clearfield variety that offers two genes of herbicide resistance. Double Stop CL Plus tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses, and at harvest, Double Stop CL Plus delivers huge results in the most difficult environments. To learn more about Double Stop CL Plus, log on to okgenetics.com.
He's very well known when it comes to teaching cattle handling techniques. We're talking about extension specialist Dr. Ron Gill with Texas AgriLife. Caught up with him recently, and we asked him, how do we get our arms around handling cattle the right way, in a humane way, in a safe way as well?
We have to break some habits and really understand how cattle work. You know, there's some things, some simple things we can change to make it all work a little better. But breaking the mindset that we've always done it this way, that's one of the hardest things. If you ever hear that, you're up in a battle. But when people come in with an open mind about trying to change it, it's very easy to change. So, and like I said, it's not big wholesale changes. It just may be a little bit way we approach a cow to get her to do things that changes that safety and the low stress. The two are not uncoupled. If we handle them in a low stress fashion or more effective stockmanship manner, it gets safer. And so those two are, you know, they title this session Safe Cattle Handling, but I normally call it Effective Stockmanship. And both of those go hand in hand.
Give me a couple of ideas or a couple of key points that you're going to be leaving with the folks today. What do they want to do, the two of the steps they can do that are very practical that will help them do better?
Well, the main thing that I try to get people to change their mindset is don't push cattle. Cattle don't like being pushed any more than we do. And the more we push them, the more they brace. It's kind of the same thing we do a lot of times. Somebody go to pushing on us, we'll either get it done, maybe stressful, or we'll just resist. And so if we can change that mindset of we're driving cattle, and you know, we had cattle drives, everybody thinks we drive cattle. Really, from a cow standpoint, that's not what she wants. And so if we can change around and draw cattle to us and allow them to flow to get what we need done, it gets safer and less stressful on the cattle and the people.
If you've got an animal that seemingly is a little tougher to handle than the others, I mean, is that real, or is that just in our minds sometimes?
Oh, no, there's differences in personality of cattle and temperament of cattle. And so, as I told the group yesterday, we do everything we can to get those cattle where they'll work with the rest of them. And at some point in time, if you've done all you've skilled enough to do, you may have to remove those from the population. And from a safety standpoint, time constraint standpoint, all those kind of things, sometimes it's better just to cut your losses early. And so, but I think we can take a lot of that out of a lot of cattle if we change the way we handle them, because they're not understanding or they're not responding to our pressure the way we think they ought to. Maybe it's our fault, not theirs.
I guess what the one last component that I know that we're seeing more and more of is the general public being interested in what we do.
Absolutely. And one reason we're pushing the whole more effective stockmanship, it is a little more humane way to work cattle. I mean, we're still having to put them through, process them, do all the things we do. But if we can do a better job of getting that done, the perception and reality of what we're doing is better for the welfare of the cattle.
Lots of descriptions on how you better handle cattle these days, whether it's low stress, whether it's safe cattle handling, or as Dr. Ron Gill likes to call it, effective stockmanship. These techniques are worth your time to be checking out.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 24th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 7th, 8th, and 9th at River Spirit Expo at the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.